You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I'm reading a story here, Jer-Bear, that says, the headline says, we will hit peak holiday stress on December 18th, meaning 6 days from now is when things will implode for many
people.
It'll
hit the fan, huh?
They're just like, that's it. I've hit the wall with this.
Monday, you've been warned. It's going to be a bad, bad day for you.
They say that is the most stressful day. That's peak stress levels this coming Monday.
Although, I can see that. It's like your last full week to get anything done as far as getting food and presents and wrapped and clothes.
I'll tell you where I saw heavy duty stress yesterday. I had to mail a package. Now listen to me. It wasn't even a Christmas package. It was a box of books that I have to mail off to Amazon because they sell my books, and so they order from me. And every time I get an order from Amazon, it's good news, right? Because it means that people are buying books. But the bad news is I got to go stand in that line when people are sending off their Christmas presents.
Yuck.
So I had to go get in that line yesterday, and I took a picture of it and sent it to a couple of people like, this is my life right
here
now.
Here I am.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because in a way, some people are in that line, and you have never heard more sighing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I just accept it. I'm like, yeah, this is, like I said, I took a picture and I laughed. I sent it to a couple people. But you'll hear people get in line behind you and you hear this. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
And I want to turn around and say, you know, you could have mailed these packages 10 days ago.
Isn't there other outlets to go to?
Because I was mailing stuff to Amazon 10 days ago, and there was nobody in line.
So you can print labels right at home, and they'll pick it up for you, right?
Yeah, there is that, but the way that I have to do it with a certain style, I can't. Like, I can't even go to one of those kiosks.
Well, I'm talking about everybody else.
Yes, and I told somebody
print
that.
Print labels from home.
I told somebody that in line behind me. They're going, yeah, is there any way around this? I go, well, there's a couple things you could do. I said, you can go to one of the little kiosk things and just mail it yourself.
Yeah.
Or you can print at home.
Yeah, so simple.
You do that and just come and just drop it off at the counter.
Now, the more you know.
Yes, but the sighing is just hilarious. It's like, oh.
God.
You almost could do a drinking game out of it.
That's when you pull your little flask out of peppermint schnapps and go about the season.
I don't know what people did 10, 12, 15 years ago when they couldn't pull their phone out to babysit them while they're in line.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what everybody's doing in line.
A whole bunch of stiff necks looking down.
That's exactly right. So there's that. And then the other thing is tipping. I want to talk about the tipping situation.
Yeah, it is the time when
you and I were talking
bombarded.
About this yesterday.
Yeah, because mine came up because, you know, last week I put my trash cans out, and sure enough, I go down to the curb to pull them back up, and there's a little postcard there with my trash guy's name saying, Happy Holidays. And then this was a first. That, you know, that's their request for, that's a nudge, you know, I'm due for
a
tip. This was a first. His home address was on the postcard, so you could actually just mail the guy something if you wanted, which
I love that.
I find it strange because I don't know for sure if you did tip him if he knew exactly where it would be coming from, because I would want the acknowledgement of he knows, like,
that
if he comes
so
to
like
get my
you.
Trash, that there's an envelope taped on my trash can, and he knows where it's coming from. Whereas if I were just to send it in the mail...
With your return address?
Yeah, but I don't know.
With your return address?
Would they have those memorized, like what house gave him?
I
would want it.
I mean,
so impersonable.
But if he goes and, like, is collecting from 700 homes, and let's say 100 of them have them on there, he's also not going to remember all 100.
Oh, I think he would. If he's driving around and he pulls up and he knows this house had a six-pack of beer and a gift card on the trash
can. Here's how you make
it. He'll remember that versus 20 random envelopes he's getting.
Here's how you'll make that stand out. What time does your trash guy come generally?
Early.
Okay.
Like really early.
Then what you do is you don't tape anything. You just have Nicole look out the window when he shows up. Have her walk out with a little gift card and a six pack of beer.
That's even better.
A beautiful blonde walking out of the house, giving him alcohol and money. He will never forget your house.
He'll come back every day of the week to get our trash. We could start something here. I just found the address kind of weird, but
I like it though.
And then we started talking about, it's like, you know, it's the time of year where I think you should be tipping other people, not your typical the mailman, the garbage guy.
Yeah, so who do you want to add to
teachers,
this?
Teachers, the checkout people at my local liquor store,
mm-hmm.
Tipsy's Liquor World.
Sure.
Give them a shout out. Speaking of heavy sighing and people that look miserable, those lines in that liquor store are insane this time of year. And I was just in there this weekend, and my guy looked really, really tired that was checking me out. And I just wanted to be like, here's $20, put it in your pocket, go do something on me, go get a meal. Buy some beer, you know. I feel like the people at the checkout should be getting tipped this time of year.
And I'll tell you something else. Going back to the post office, if you're going to go, grab some sort of little, like, a candy bar or get some homemade muffins or whatever.
There you go.
Give it to those people behind.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much abuse those people take.
Right.
During this time of year.
Yep.
So it's not just your postal carriers, because I hear all this stuff like, well, you're not allowed to tip postal carriers. I hear that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But let's be real. You know, I know, you know, legally you might not be able to do this or do that, but let's just, you can do it.
You can.
Come on.
Just don't tell. I'll give you another one really quick. School bus drivers. Because I feel like kids at this time of year are going nuts because it's the Christmas time and the presents and Santa. And they're going to be starting their little winter break soon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nuts on these buses. They're absolutely insane. I see it when I go pick up Reed from school every day. They're so, it's like they all ate a bag of pixie sticks before they get on those buses because they know Santa's coming and they're going to get 2 weeks with no school. And God bless those school bus drivers,
there,
man, for putting up with those kids.
It's another great recommendation.
Slip them a 20.
Here's Cassie. Good morning, Cassie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Cassie.
Sweet Cassie.
Merry Christmas.
Now, they're the standard ones that everybody knows about. Like, there's the garbage collectors. There's your hairstylist. There's your massage therapist. Everybody knows those. But which one have we not thought about, Cassie?
Those poor little people at the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. They're busy handing out all that holiday Xanax,
you know,
probably.
What it is? They're getting and they're getting coughed on by everybody.
Right.
Yeah, long line, sick people, grumpy. I mean, I have been to the pharmacy this time of year to get my monthly stuff, you know,
sure.
The good stuff. And
you know, the good stuff.
The good stuff. So those people, I mean, just a little bit of nice, and they will drop everything and help you. But, man, there's some grumpy people there. Yeah.
I guess that's when it is nice to work at a pharmacy, because maybe you could sneak a pill or two and, you know, calm yourself down a little
three
bit.
Three for you, one for me,
and
three for
just,
you.
Maybe just a half. It's a half for me.
Cassie, I hope you have
I
a great.
I wonder if they want to be like Oprah. You get a drug, and you get a drug.
You get a pill.
Cassie, have a great Christmas and New Year, okay?
Bye, Cassie.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Cassie. And happy Hanukkah to people,
right,
too.
Tonight,
Hanukkah begins this evening.
It's the day.
Okay. Who's next? Akili. Good morning, Akili. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Well, good morning, Akili. Who do you want to add to this list?
I would say your local banker or local teller. This time of year, we are slammed at the banks, and everybody wants their holiday stuff or has a lot of cash going in and out of their accounts.
Yeah, sure.
So I would say your local banker or teller.
You can't just open up the drawer and grab a little bit for yourself?
Yeah, it's like the pharmacy people.
Free money is on Sundays, didn't you know?
Like, what would you want? Like, do you want cash? I mean, you see cash all the time.
Homemade chocolate?
You know, I would just say coming in and just thanking us. Like, we get little cards sometimes, or
aww,
we love baked goods. So
baked?
Things
all
like
right.
that are just
good.
Fun for
good
us.
To know.
Yeah, I have friends who used to be bank tellers, and they said you cannot even imagine the angst and anxiety and stress of people in that line screaming at the bank teller who has no control over your accounts.
I want new 20s, fresh, crisp 20s. To put in the Christmas cards.
Akili, have a great Christmas and New Year, okay?
Bye.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And then there was Kelsey. Hello, Kelsey.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Who are we leaving off the list?
All of the movie theater employees on Christmas.
That's so true, because they're missing.
It's the busiest day of the year for them.
And they're missing Christmas with their families.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I go to a movie every Christmas day. I just do. It's almost become a tradition in the last 5-6 years. I go to a movie every Christmas day. Although,
yeah, I worked for a movie theater for 5 years, and I missed every Christmas for those 5 years because I was serving popcorn.
Oh, Bunky. But the thing is, the first movie usually doesn't start till like 11 a.m. or something, right?
No, they usually start at like 7 or 8 a.m.
What?
Yeah, they got to cram them in all day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Especially with Star Wars this year.
Right.
Yeah, go to that before Christmas.
Yeah. Kelsey, you have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now we have to tip the movie theater.
Thank you for the tip.
How do you find the movie theater? Do I get the concession stand?
What do you mean, how do you find the movie theater?
Well, I mean, how do you find the movie theater people that you're going to give the tip to, is what I'm saying.
Well, the guy that's taking your tickets and telling you, the theater on the
so
right.
You have
theater,
to walk
hey.
In and you got to give
this is for
a
you.
Tip to somebody who gives you the ticket, and
yep.
then a tip to the person who tears your ticket.
Sure.
And then a tip
to
the
popcorn
kids. Dude, and then the people who come in with the little brush things and clean
afterwards,
up afterwards.
Yep, that's an expensive movie.
Holy cow.
Or just pick one.
Share this with everyone. Wink, wink. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Megan.
Uh-oh. What's going on there?
Megan, who are we tipping?
Well, we get milk delivery from Royal Crest Dairy, so we give them a gift card every year. They deliver in the middle of the night, and I just think, you know, that's got to be a little bit of a tough job. So we
yeah, that's a good
card.
One.
That's not bad. I wonder how many people are doing milk delivery these days.
I know. I didn't know that still existed.
I know it exists, but I'm wondering what the numbers are. I'd be curious.
There's a lot in our neighborhood that do it.
You know, the guy who, before I moved a few weeks ago, the guy who lived behind me is a big shot with Robinson Dairy.
Yeah.
Tom with Robinson Dairy. I should ask him. How many people do, I should find out.
That hey, could Tom, be a, I got a question.
That could be a mind bender.
And he'll be like, I don't know. They still do that? We still do that?
He's like, I just run the place. Megan, have a great Christmas, okay?
Yes.
Bye, Megan.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
I feel like that's a bad idea, like on a warm day.
What?
Like if you're not home and you have your milk delivered, they put it in that little box in the front of your house and it's like a 90 degree day.
Well, maybe it's like your mail delivery. You leave them a little note. You're like, hold my milk.
Hold my milk until it's colder
out.
Hold
the milk. All right. We only have time for two more. Shelly and Bethany are going to get in a word here. Hi, Shelly.
Good morning.
Who do you want to add to this list?
Therapists, mental health therapists, counselors.
Oh, yeah. It's the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate my family.
Year round. I mean, everybody else, all other kind of massage therapists or hairstylists have an hourly fee or a structured fee, and they get a tip.
Yeah.
But therapists, mm-hmm. counselors don't.
They don't, huh?
And we don't want you getting depressed, that's for sure, because you're supposed to be helping us. So,
everyone,
tip your therapist.
That's right. That's Shelly, right. Mental health is important.
It really
darn right
is, Shelly.
It is. You have a great Christmas, okay?
Bye,
thanks,
Shelly.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Time for one more. It's Bethany. Hi, Bethany.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Bethany.
Morning.
So who needs a tip?
Amazon Fulfillment Center employees.
You know what? You're probably right. They're working their butts
How
off.
How the hell do you find them to tip them?
Well, you have me.
Oh, so in other words, just send a tip to Bethany.
Of course. So we've been doing 60-hour weeks since Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I bet.
My.
Well, and we thank you for that because I have ordered easily 95% of my Christmas gifts on Amazon this year. It's been my one spot.
Too.
That's it.
Well, Bethany, but you're saying tip an Amazon worker. My question is a legitimate question. How would one find you to tip you?
I don't know if you know any. Like, if you happen to know one, just be like, hey.
Yeah, I got a guy.
So if you just have a friend who works for Amazon, you got to drive over to their house and give them some money. What are you talking about here? There should be a thing online that says, hey, our worker bees around here for about 6 weeks are busting their tails. If you would like to throw in,
or
say,
like, round up your order to,
right,
like, the nearest
exactly.
dollar.
What if they did that, Bethany?
I like that.
That would be awesome.
I've become friends lately with one of the technology people with Amazon. We've become kind of online friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that recommendation and see if
Give
they
her
laugh.
A tip.
You are wonderful. You have a great Christmas and New Year, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Well, think we angered anyone with that segment?
You might have with the therapist, but other than that, I think.
How did I have?
I don't know. Well,
what did I say?
I don't know. Just something about that.
I'm the guy who's on the show encouraging people to go see
that.
A therapist.
Yeah, I don't know. So I feel funny about that.
And the funny thing about you saying that is that of the two of us, you've never sat down and talked to a therapist once, and
Ever.
I have many times.
Have you? All right. Did you tip him?
He bought him dinner and a glass of wine.
Now, see, you guys are going over the line now.
Well, Merry Christmas.